the heart of Broadway here on historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Lindsay's coming up with the topic.
It's sometime in the very near future. She'll have it.
Don't make me make Magic Carp sick you.
Now you speak. All right. It's Podzilla 1985. We're continuing Pokemon Month here on Podzilla 1985 on Tanner Thursday. Brought to you by Gaming Grounds in Cape Girardeau. Not just for lepers anymore. Come in and see the new selection of Nintendo games that we just got in today, donated by a very prestigious man in the community, myself, to put towards that Nintendo Classic Mini tomorrow. That's Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway, 131 West Main Street in Jackson, for all of your gaming needs.
Where you buy, sell, and trade.
Then you can pre-order games. Yeah. It's the best gaming store around.
It's a true story.
Not including Hastings. But that ain't a problem no more.
It ain't a problem no more. It'll never be a problem again.
And there can be others.
Wait a minute.
I am so lost right now.
Here with me tonight for this Pokemon show that Lindsay's coming up with is the esteemed Jesse Kimble.
Yo, yo, yo.
From Nerd Up.
Hey.
Jesse, we got an exciting Nerd Up this Sunday.
We do. We're going to finally do the Gym Leader Challenge, which I'm mostly done with mine.
I have an idea.
Close enough.
Matt, you don't know what the Gym Challenge is, do you?
I have no idea.
We'll get to you in a second. Okay. Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
Hi.
You got that topic?
Sure, if you don't shoot it down.
Well,
we're not going to shoot it down. This is all you,
pal. And then we have a very, very special guest here tonight with us. An old friend has stopped in. Mm. Last week, MC was here, who's a good friend of ours from the old GameStop days. Well, tonight we have another old friend from the GameStop days who is actually MC's nephew.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Matthew Sin.
Yeah.
Little Maddie.
Yeah.
Little Maddie. Matt used to, when we worked at GameStop, he would never take out the trash because he said legally he couldn't because of his age.
Do you remember that? You had to be 18 to operate that thing.
Yeah, and he had you all fooled like through 19. Like,
I think he dipped into the 20s, actually.
Yeah, it may have gone on for a little bit.
Because hey, I remember.
I just try and play it safe.
Because he always tried to argue with me, like every time. And I guess I was the only one that wasn't buying it. But I want to say every new manager that came along, like Matt was 21 at one point, like, yeah, I can't, I'm under 18. And they didn't question him.
Well, that's because
To be fair, that trash compactor is terrifying.
It really was.
It mostly just smelled awful.
And it sucked real hard.
Which I thought about the other day. Do you remember the time when we were walking out and I think you were on your phone, maybe talking to MC, and you just got a bag of goodies and without thinking about it, you just threw your bag in the trash compactor as we were walking away.
I did, and I made it 4 steps away. I mean, like the GameStop days, I was frequently exhausted, and I remember like 3 steps down the, 3 steps away from the trash compactor, thinking, "Son of a expletive, expletive, expletive."
Yeah, you could definitely see the moment that it hit you, like what exactly had happened just then.
Fortunately, I didn't hit the compactor button.
No, what kind of goodies are we talking about? I'm curious.
I actually think it was a change of clothes.
No, I forget. I think it was some sort of controller you picked up.
It may have been
I think it may be one of those six, like Street Fighter 6 buttons or something, or it was some sort of controller, I thought.
It's a distinct possibility.
I just remember that you were able to fish it out, but it happened to fall in some sort of like puddle that was inside of it.
I left the bag behind.
Yeah.
I don't blame you there.
I took the things out of the bag and I just left the bag on the concrete. Yeah, actually, do you remember what I used to get it out, Matt?
Was it the stick that you like push stuff into the compactor with, or was
no.
it? What was it?
I went to my car.
Am I imagining the stick, or
I went to my car?
The stick was real.
Oh, okay,
and
very good.
Grabbed an airsoft sniper rifle that I just happened to have in my car, and I went over, picked it up, and pulled it out. And yeah, because there was a sight on the end of the sniper, made a nice little hook to grab the end of the bag.
That gun was forever known as Stank Barrel. It was a gun straight out of Borderlands.
I do still have the gun. It still works just fine, but some douche dropped it from the second floor of my old apartment building. And it broke the sight on it, and it's never worked the same.
That mall was terrible.
That mall was terrible. It mall is terrible.
Yeah. It hasn't gotten better.
No, it
Let's
really
put it
is
that
not.
Way. I remember a couple things. Some people I know once that went around back to the back door of storage and took a couple of really nice chairs. I can't name names for legal reasons, but all I know is I came home one day and I went to my computer chair. And I looked in a certain someone's room, and he's sitting in there on a goddamn throne.
See, because here's the backstory on that real quick, and then we'll get to the actual Pokemon topic. And no, he's not talking about me. Shannon and I never lived together.
No.
But so basically, we had in this mall, there was the storage room. It's now the Bounce 2. It used to be the movie theater, and there for a long time, there was just nothing in it.
Yeah.
So it was free storage for anybody that had a store in the mall.
It was also free merchandise for anyone brave enough to take it out of the mall.
Yeah, because the doors are supposed to be locked. They weren't.
No.
But they told us one day, like, you guys have until this date to get everything out of there, because they were putting in LaBounce.
Yeah.
And we went in on the last day to make sure we didn't have anything in there. Like, after closed, the building had closed down, and there was still so much stuff in there, and they warned us specifically, if you don't have it out by this date, it's getting thrown away. So.
Free game.
Yeah. So basically we're like, yeah. So I remember this individual, I assisted them in grabbing their treasure.
There was two.
Yeah.
One of which is one of the sponsors of Podzilla 1985, if I remember correctly. One of the top sponsors. That's all I'll say. If he's listening, he knows what he did. But what the Lord taketh, the Lord giveth back. So even though we may have taken a few things from that storage, we being not anyone here in this room right now for legal reasons, but what we gave back to the mall was that binder of black porn, which is still in the wall as far as I know.
No, yeah. I think someone claimed that.
Oh, did someone find it?
Oh, yeah. Remember Sheridan found it because Sheridan and John.
But they put it back.
They put it back and then women's clothing store.
Yeah, they rebuilt
there.
So I'm sure
it's in the trash
because they ripped
found.
Out the gate.
If there's anything I know that uppity white women love more than fashion, it's huge black. Okay, we're going to.
All right. So
let's not going to finish that sentence.
Let's get to the meat of the show. What you got?
Well, I guess we can go with what Shannon and I discussed last week after the show, which would be our top five Pokemon games.
Okay, we can start with there.
Shoot that one down.
Moving past it. So, Lindsay, continue. Top
we
five Pokemon
games.
We have
a couple of top things we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkled in between stories of what we took from the mall.
let's not keep talking about what we took from the mall. All right, so top five favorite Pokemon games. Any qualifiers, any other information there, Lindsay?
Just any of the games. Like, it can be any of the offshoots.
I know somebody
or
that's
going to
have five on this list, and I know a couple of guys that's going to have one or two.
Yeah, like,
can you guess which one has five?
I mean, my original topic last week, before he decided to just babble about whatever, was going to be, like, our Kanto Dream Teams.
We didn't babble about whatever. We talked about Digimon.
I know.
The digital monsters.
And you got real lost.
I don't know anything about Digimon. The only thing I know about Digimon, Matt, did you see this on my Facebook? Last year, my Netflix screwed up. This is a true story.
Oh, the best picture ever.
Mislabeled
or...
Yeah, so I had Digimon, the name, with the Digimon picture. What's his name?
It was
Digimon?
Tai and Agumon.
And the description said he sees dead people. Lots of dead people.
It was really funny.
That's the Digimon
so
I want to see.
All right, so top five games. I'll go ahead and start and keep us on track.
Also, can I just mention something real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Legitimately. This is the only serious part of the show, I promise. But obviously, Tuesday, America elected Donald Trump. We have not talked about it on the show, per se. And I'm not going to talk about it on the show. But what I am going to do is I'm going to write an article this weekend for Blogzilla 1985 that is going to talk about what happened on Tuesday. Try to make sense of it and where we go from here. So if you're a fan of my articles, which I know at least some of you are, I will post that on my Facebook. We'll also mention it here on the show when it's ready. But I ask that you go read that and see what I think about all of this. But I'm not going to keep it on the air. It's going to keep it light and fluffy tonight because it is Pokemon week.
Month.
Yeah, month. If you were to say Donald Trump was a Pokemon, which Pokemon would he be?
I mean, you know the answer to that
There's
already. He has a new Sun and Moon form.
Well, that's a cheat code.
He's got... No.
And Lindsay's trying to show us.
I will find it. There's already a promo card.
It is important.
But is there a Mike Pence Pokemon?
No.
I imagine that would be like Geodude.
Isn't there like a little weasel-looking Pokemon that has kind of almost a similar hairstyle?
That's what she's
looking for. That's exactly what I'm looking up.
There's a Sun and Moon version of him?
He's from Sun and Moon.
He's new.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Is the version.
Yeah.
Just like this guy, the handsome trio. Right here.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. That weasel straight up has Trump hair.
Yeah, I'm not going to put that weasel on my team.
Nope.
I believe the title up there is actually Japanese for Trump Weasel.
I think the term Trump Weasel needs to be in the Americana.
I agree.
That's his first form. And yeah, Yangoose.
You can use it in your article tomorrow.
So. The picture?
Oh, no, the Trump Weasel.
Oh.
I'll release it for you.
Thank you. Does he have a presidential version?
No.
Like it's the same one, but he evolves. He's got a little suit.
I mean, I can make it happen.
Yeah, that's going to need to happen.
Well, it can't be any worse than anything else.
I've missed the train, but I was supposed to draw David S. Pumpkin Boo.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah. We need to start hitting these windows of opportunity when we can instead of
long
after the
fact. Look, I'm trying to get ready for my art table still. I don't have side projects.
Why don't you plug that art table real quick since we got a second?
But I don't know all the info.
You know some of it.
No, it's not. It's a river campus.
Yes. Aww. River campus here in Southeast Missouri, Cape Girardeau.
It's
this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It is,
Mini Comic Con.
It's a mini Comic Con. Lindsay's going to be there at a table. So if you want to come out and support Lindsay, our official artist of Podzilla 1985, pick up some merchandise. I'll be there at some point off and on or the whole day. I haven't decided yet. You can come meet me, Mr. 100, shake my hand, wear gloves because I don't like to touch skin, and you can buy stuff from Lindsay.
Also, it's free to get in. It's a free event.
And it's free for the table, too. That's why we're going.
You didn't need to mention that part.
We've paid so much in tables in the past few years that it's good to get a freebie.
It was nice. Yep. It really was.
Yeah. Because remember, we went to Pop of Bluff not too long ago. Jesse, do you remember the Pop of Bluff experience?
Now I do. Thanks.
Pika Jay was there.
That's true. Hey, Johnny Atwood was there.
And that's a good one. We love Johnny White. Matt, you remember Johnny Atwood?
Vaguely. I remember an Atwood.
That was Bobby Atwood.
I know that one.
I don't know if those two were related or not. I don't think they were.
I'm pretty sure it was just Bobby and Derek.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So this Saturday, come see us. Come see Lindsay's table.
As in, like, day after tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. The 12th. And I believe it opens 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It goes along with there's a new art gallery opening that's, I think it's Comic Book Heroes and Villains.
Which we're going to see if Villainous Grounds is associated with this at all.
I know they've got a couple actual like comic book artists going to be there. And one of the main events is there's actually a kids comic contest for 9-year-olds to 15-year-olds. And I believe our friends down at Rivertown Labs is doing a Pokemon tournament.
I do remember hearing, I think Tanner tagged us in that.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Let me talk to David and Mary Jo and see if they're a part of this. Cause I want them to be. Cause if they are, I'm going to ask them to bring coffee. and I will buy coffee from them there.
Cause their coffee is so good.
It's so good. Can we just plug Villainous Grounds one more time?
Always.
For free. I don't care.
Always.
Anytime.
It's an amazing. You can still pick up the Mr. 100 or the JK down there and get them both.
They're both delicious drinks. Matthew is looking at us confused.
Oh, I told him today.
I heard stories of the drink.
Yeah, I told him.
I've always wanted to drink Mr. 100.
But the joke was that he would get there and request a Mr. 100. They would go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because I've made the whole thing up.
And they're like, well, fine.
Because you're just such a pathological liar.
I am. I'm a sociopath.
That's what I hear.
I don't know if you guys have heard that. All right. So, back on topic.
Okay.
Huge topic.
Yes.
It's the best topic. Everyone says so. We're going to talk
ask
about
anybody. Our, ask Sean Hannity.
I'm now stalling so we can all get 5 games in our head that we love for Pokemon.
I'll start because I think I've got 5 games.
Smash Brothers.
Does that count?
It can.
I'd say anything with Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
Anything Pokemon related.
I say it's fair game.
Yeah. All right, cool. So yeah, Smash Brothers hits.
Son
it,
of a bitch.
We can have overlapping ones.
Here's Jesse's top 5. Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers Melee, Smash Brothers Brawl, Smash Brothers Wii U, and the blue
Smash
one.
Smash Brothers 3DS. No. like Smash Brothers in general though. Like that's definitely, you know, one of my top games with Pokemans in it.
You just want to hit the franchise.
Yeah.
Instead of picking one individual one,
right.
Just the franchise.
Then I'd probably say my favorite of the main games is easily like the.
Oh, let's go around the table.
We'll do it around the table.
It gives you more time to think of another one as you go. Let's talk about Smash Brothers for a second.
Uh-huh.
Because Smash Brothers is a fantastic game that we've seen a lot of success here at the store with when we do tournaments. It's one of our hot sellers. It's one of our hot topics. There goes the bottle. Caught it. I got it right there. And I think it did it make. What am I trying to say here? Pikachu was in the first one.
Yes.
And then in the second one, they added more Pokemon, didn't they?
They added Pichu, Mewtwo.
And Pichu's never been in it since.
Yeah,
and
he has.
No. Pichu
no?
was one of them.
He was just Melee.
Okay.
And he was one of my favorites.
And
he was
Jigglypuff. Oh, Jigglypuff was also in the first one. It was Jigglypuff and Pikachu in the first one, and then in Melee had Jigglypuff, Pikachu, Mewtwo, and Pichu. And then in Brawl, they added a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
and
my Pokemon Trainer.
Yeah, because they had the Pokemon Trainer, which
that was my favorite
and Lucario.
One.
Matt, are you a Smash Bros.
Lucario.
Fan?
I am not.
But they took out Mewtwo.
They took out
Pichu.
Lucario, the mascot for so many furry communities. True story.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what other Pokemon they had in Brawl.
I really loved the Pokemon
Trainer. I just liked
the
Pokemon Trainer because I could switch between Charizard and Squirtle.
That was just a cool idea. Because I always thought it was weird.
I loved being Ivysaur and just shooting bullets.
I don't like having a Pokemon that you can play as because Pokemon in general don't really fight on their own. They are always commanded. That's the point of them. So the Pokemon Trainer was awesome because he was in the background like doing commands.
It's hard to play as, but I had fun with it.
And there's also, of course, there are the 9 million Pokeballs you can get in the matches to summon all kinds of Pokemon.
Yes.
Half the fun of that game. We actually created our own mode.
And you pray that it's not Wobbuffet and Goldeen.
Is this the only item that I really like playing with consistently? Yeah. Just like if we're ever having a night where we just want to have fun with Smash Brothers instead of like play for real. Yeah, throw in all those Pokeballs.
We also, I'm going to throw this out here for the kids listening, that we created another game I created, which didn't really catch on, but I thought it was amazing fun. If you want to try Shannon's Suicide Spectacular, here's what you do. You pick Mr. Game & Watch. You have two Mr. Game & Watches, and you set your handicap up to maybe 50%. And then what you do is you walk up to each other, and you take turns hitting the number.
It's the neutral B, isn't it?
Yeah. Or over B, I think.
Either way. The one that does the random number. Yeah. It does anywhere from a 1 to a 9.
And 9 is insta-kill.
Yeah.
It's basically Russian roulette. You take shots at each other until one person gets sailing. I thought it was a lot of fun. I love Mr. Game & Watch. So that's my story. That's the show for tonight.
Okay. So, Maddie, what's your favorite Pokemon game?
Maddie, are you offended by the name Maddie?
Not terribly. No more than any other name that people call me. But I was always partial to Gold and Silver myself.
That was my favorite generation.
Yeah. I think it was just, again, because as soon as you finish Johto, you go back to Kanto.
I think that's the only one I've never actually finished.
There's 16 badges to get.
So good. And didn't you start off with the starter again, too?
Do what?
When you got to the Kanto, didn't you get the starter again?
Yeah, you had the starters. I thought you got all three of them, didn't you?
It's been too
Maybe
long.
Maybe you have to pick one. I don't remember.
I haven't got that far.
And you should.
Pokemon
expert. She puts like 100 hours in every Pokemon game. I'm shocked she's never beaten them.
Gold and Silver is where I fell out because I didn't have a Game Boy Color and I was a girl. So Mom and Dad didn't buy me video games.
Lindsay, you're a woman.
I said was.
And don't let the media trick you into thinking that you're not valuable.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was, I agree with Matt. That was probably my favorite generation. Mm-hmm. And by probably, that was my favorite generation.
But unfortunately, Gold and Silver eclipsed by Heart Gold and Soul Silver, which was just
better than everyone. Pokemon got to follow you.
Yeah, that was just awesome.
Yeah, that was
and the Pokewalker.
Yeah.
Good old Pokewalker.
Yeah, I thought
my batteries
Walker
are dead in mine.
And you know what's crazy about the Pokewalker is it was a one-time idea, which is really terrible because it was a great idea.
Yeah.
And those Pokewalker bundles, especially new, go for hundreds of dollars now.
Yeah. Yes.
Lonnie, I think, just mentioned he sold one for like $400 the other day or $200 or something like that.
Yeah, because he had a brand new sealed.
Yeah.
So he sold it for like $300
amount.
Online.
I really wish Nintendo would stop coming up with cool ideas and then scrapping it when the next game comes out.
Because like one of the coolest things about Gold, like Heart Gold and Soul Silver, was that a Pokemon, like the first Pokemon in your party, followed you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A la Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah.
Except in Yellow, it was only Pikachu.
You could have everybody.
Yeah, anybody could follow. You could be walking around with an Onix.
And it would be bigger than you, which was awesome.
It was so cool.
It gave you that feeling that you were really there and you really had one with you. That one was special.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wish they would put that in more. That's just
It was
no-brainer.
Such a cool feature.
But you got Pokemon Go now.
Mm-hmm.
You take your Pokemon with you everywhere you go.
They have the buddy system, so I have a Growlithe that walks around with me.
I really want to write you. And Pikachus, I don't know if it's just me, but they're just ridiculously hard to find.
They are a little bit.
I never see a Pikachu in the wild, ever. So I'm like, okay, I'll set them up and I'll walk around with them. I'll get candy that way. And for every, 20 miles, I'll get one candy.
Why does Pikachu have such a high candy rate? Or you're just not walking around enough.
Well, I do most of my time sitting.
A little calm, eh?
I got my Dodrio.
Yeah, well, so did I, legally. The right way. And she's looking at me again. My God.
Did she spoof her?
No, I just put
my Doduo to follow me because I needed like 5 more candies and I wasn't finding any Doduos.
And I found one. Literally, I was laying in bed one night.
And caught it. I was so mad.
Just appeared. It was like, hey.
I want my angry 3-headed bird.
Yeah. I mean, I found so many Doduos downtown. Like, I evolved my Doduo into a Dotrio.
And this was back before I could even do that because I didn't have Dad on my phone. Matt, you play Pokemon Go, right?
I did at the beginning. And
you dabbled?
I dabbled.
Oh, I didn't have data. So I could only play in Wi-Fi range. So the Pokemon had to come to me.
So you can't really go then.
No, it was more like Pokemon stay.
Yeah.
Pokemon lure.
I'm going to switch things up a little bit and take a page out of Jesse's book. When he went with Smash, I'm going to go with Pokken Tournament.
That's a good one.
Because I really love the Pokken Tournament game. I knew I was going to like it because the guy, I think, was it Bandai Namco worked on it with Nintendo, I believe?
That sounds right.
The ones that make Tekken?
It sounds right, yeah.
And so I knew I would like it anyway because I love Tekken. I love Soul Calibur. You know, they make good fighting games. I didn't realize how much I was going to like it because I looked at the roster and it was like, there's a chandelier literally that you fight as. What's its name?
Chandelure.
So clever. I think there's like a piece of garbage you fight as. What is its name?
No.
Pikachu?
Oh. You mean Pika Libre?
Pika Libre is pretty awesome.
Pika Libre is really awesome.
But it wasn't until I played as Machamp that I realized this game was awesome.
He just went boss with his wrestler Pokemon.
Machamp is awesome. And he flexes in between the fights. And he gets that like smirk, that Arnold Schwarzenegger smirk as he flexes with that duck mouth.
I liked Gengar a lot in Pokken Tournament.
I like my Weavile.
It was a fun game.
The only bad thing
about it is how horribly unbalanced it was.
Yeah.
And it was also on the Wii U. Had that going for it.
I just wish we could get the updates. There's so many more characters that have been added in Japan. I want Krogunk.
Or maybe some balancing. Like, I fought Zach Kyrgios in Jackson at the other gaming
with
grounds.
With his Charizard.
Yeah, he was like, we finally get to play. And I'm like, that's cool. So I go over there, and we play, and his Charizard was just so much better than my Machamp. I'm trying to catch hold of him, and I could not do it. And I was like, well, this is frustrating.
Machamp should have had an advantage there.
Yeah.
Flying type or weak to fight.
We should have an advantage over everything.
That rule just went out the window completely.
Yeah,
because
otherwise
though.
Gengar would just annihilate Machamp.
Yeah.
But Machamp is basically Goro. He's Goromon. So he should beat everybody.
Switching to Digimon again, I think.
No, Goromon.
Well, I was trying to think if there was a Digimon named that.
Isn't there?
No, there's a Gomomon.
Gomomon.
Don't make fun of my... No, it's a seal. He's got the little mohawk.
Oh, that's right.
A seal with a mohawk. I can't understand why Digimon didn't survive.
I like Gomomon. He's my favorite.
And he turned into a whale.
No, he turned into like a walrus, an even bigger
I thought it was thing. A whale in my memory.
We can find out.
Gomomon.
Matt just sat back and he's processing.
It requires a lot of contemplation on this one.
So yeah, Pokemon Tournament was awesome. I liked it.
It was a really good game.
All right, nerdlinger.
Okay, well, we'll go with my absolute favorite Pokemon game.
Let me guess. Oh, that guy!
Yes, I love Gomomon.
He's one of the main ones, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, from the first one, yeah.
A little bit of trivia. Is there a Pokemon, what are they called? Digimon.
Digimon, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Digimon called, can you show me a picture of Agamemnon or whatever?
Agumon?
What? Yeah, can you show me?
He's
the little orange dinosaur.
Yeah, I know it sounds stupid. Can I see a picture? I want to make sure I got him right. Because is he like orange and blue?
When he turns into
I don't think there's.
When
any,
he evolves,
yeah,
he gets like blue stripes.
Digivolves.
That's Agumon.
That's not him. There's
Greymon.
Greymon is what he
evolves
into.
You're thinking Gabumon with the blue stripes.
Greymon has the blue stripes.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it is, but the guy that played Captain Rhodes in Day of the Dead, George Romero's Day of the Dead, does the voice for him, and cool. I always thought that was really really cool. Completely unnecessary.
Okay, why are you
angry now?
Because my tablet is not responding and it's making me very disgruntled right now.
Are you
now.
Trying to play games while we're doing the show?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to look up a picture of a Digimon for you.
I know what a Digimon is. It's a sucky version of Pokemon. I'm sorry, is it Digimon month on Bodzilla 1985?
No, but they keep coming up. Okay,
really
anyways.
It's Digimon month on the 24/7 rule.
My favorite game is the one that I've put the most amount of time into.
They can have it, by the way.
Which is Pokemon Pearl. I liked Gen 4 in the Sinnoh region with Diamond and Pearl. And that's when we had to drive 45 minutes to work every day. And so I got a good hour and a half gameplay in every day.
And this kind of ties into what we were talking about with GameStop. Because what she used to do at GameStop...
I was Team Rocket in real life.
She's way too happy about this. She would come in and
I rescued them. I did not kidnap them.
She would take the used copies of Pokemon and steal the best Pokemon from their games.
And put them into my ranch.
Yes.
You just can't let them go to waste.
But,
though.
Mind you, this was back when it was on the Game Boy Advance cartridges, and you could only transfer 6 Pokemon every 24 hours per cartridge.
She had to pick the best Pokemon.
Mm. Only the highest quality.
Going back real quick, Lindsay was correct. It's a giant hairy walrus.
With a big horn out of his head.
And
I got
its
a
name
little
is
picture.
Ikakuman.
Ikakuman.
Bukakimon. No! Oh my god, what is the thing below it?
Oh, that's some other nonsense from another season that doesn't exist.
The evil generation.
I'm confused.
He does turn into this thing in the good version of the show.
Okay, this,
and that's kind of cool.
I forgot about that
Zudomon.
One. Zudomon. That's when they got their like mega evolution. Their mega digi thing. Shut up, Matt. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
Does every goddamn Digimon have Mon behind it?
Well, yes, course, that's actually how you know it's a Mon.
But yeah, no, because it's the champion form is like the Greymon, Ikakumon, and then there's the ultimate form. I think that's what it was called.
Yes.
That was where you got Zabumon or Zudomon.
Zudo.
I can't imagine why Digimon didn't take off.
Well, I think,
one ultimate form that I think you would like. Hold on.
Where Garurumon?
Yeah, that's exactly the one I was about to
pull up. Where Garurumon?
I want Where Garurumon.
Dude, Where Garurumon was awesome. Like, that's what made Gabumon my favorite.
Matt, what the hell are they talking about?
Beauty that is Digimon.
No, go back.
Can we talk about Monster Rancher instead?
Sure.
Hold on. There's you.
I've got Monster Rancher stories too.
Okay, he looks kind of cool.
And he has brass knuckles too.
Uh huh.
Garurumon was awesome.
But see, I think that was not to get off on a tangent, but I think that's why Pokemon succeeded where Digimon failed is because
Digimon was goofy as hell.
Digimon was goofy and it's a goofy concept, but then they tried to make it badass and like, well, look at these badass designs.
Now that worked.
Did it?
I'm sorry. I still like my adorable Gomamon.
No, because they had 3 seasons after that.
That were terrible.
Yeah.
And how many seasons have Pokemon had?
No, they actually tried, like, with Digimon, they tried to make it more like Pokemon. They made it, where pretty much everybody had them. How you got them was different. They were all, like, cute and cuddly.
Early CG things.
Yes.
Some stuff, yeah. And
better
stuff.
Or worse than Transformers Beast Wars?
Significantly better.
Better.
Only better. it's still watchable.
Okay, it was watchable, but not as jarring as, like, Zoids.
Oh, please stop. I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're bringing back memories that I don't want brought back.
I loved the show
Zoids.
Of course you did.
There have been 13 seasons of Pokemon.
What's wrong with Zoids? Let's go back to it. Lindsay, what was your...
What?
Your Pokemon game.
Diamond and Pearl.
Oh,
Sinnoh region.
That's right.
Because I liked going underground and digging for fossils. I really want that to come back.
Huh.
So, like, really, really badly.
I was thinking, was it...
We have another
X
moment.
X and Y,
where,
you could go Rock Smash and get most of them that way, at least,
yeah,
in a certain area. But it's not as cool.
No,
but at least
I had my secret base, and it was full of plushies, like my real base.
Jesse, I got that fun message popped up in the corner that said, restart required.
No!
We'll restart now.
No!
But then it faded.
So, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't do it now.
We had that PWU a couple weeks ago where I was like, we'll be back after these messages. Then we played the music because that same message. But it never happened, so we're just going to keep going.
All right.
So, Matt, this is live on the internet, by the way.
Oh, that's
it's not aware of this.
It's live on tape.
Okay, so ooh. Lindsay said Diamond and Pearl, or Pearl specifically.
Yes.
I think I had Diamond.
Because I have...
Which was the Pokemon that was basically the giant penis head?
No, that was Pearl. You had Diamond, I had Pearl.
Okay, so you had the penis. What did I have?
You had the big blue monster.
So were you at the time.
You had Dialga and I had Palkia.
I don't get that joke.
The big blue monster.
I think he's making a Watchmen reference.
Sure.
Jesse, go with that.
Jesse, what do you got?
I'm going to go for my next one. I'm going to do Pokemon Conquest.
That's why I didn't take it, because I knew someone else would.
Yeah, that Pokemon Conquest was one of the spinoff titles. It's the only spinoff title that I've actually enjoyed.
It's so good.
And I'm surprised that I haven't played more of it, considering it mixed Pokemon with Samurai Warriors on a Final Fantasy Tactics style gameplay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's
or
so good.
Fire Emblem style, I still
play it.
Yeah, that grid-based.
Yeah, it's the grid-based tactical
RPG. It's a tactics
RPG.
Game, yeah. Because I honestly don't remember which came first, Final Fantasy Tactics, Fire Emblem. And it was probably something even before Fire Emblem.
That was actually one of the... I'm pretty sure, little piece of trivia, that Fire Emblem was the first tactics-based RPG.
What was the? Oh God, that's a whole different discussion. Jesse's gonna look that up. I know he is.
Oh, he's already on it.
Let's talk about Samurai Mon.
Yeah, no, like I really, really enjoy Pokemon Conquest. So, like we said, it was a tactics based RPG style game. Your starting Pokemon was Eevee, which was kind of cool. You got to like the way you caught Pokemon was completely different. And you were trying to, it was like Nobunaga's ambition.
Yep.
Yeah.
In terms of like how you beat the game. It was a ridiculous amount of fun.
And I had just gotten into the Sengoku Basara anime also. So I'm like, yay, more characters.
And I love that that's not the same series.
I know, but the names were the same in my game.
That's because this is Japanese history.
Yeah, I know.
Like in actual Japanese history, was a guy named Nobunaga.
I know.
And he had a Pokemon.
I know. No, he didn't.
It was an Eevee.
That he used to fight his enemies.
No. No, he didn't.
I really like Conquest too, and I wish I would play more of it because I really like those style of games.
It was so much fun.
Because I've never, in full disclosure, I've never been a Pokemon fan. I like the series just in the same way I like Legend of Zelda, but I've never been good at it and I've never really played it. So for them to come out with a game that mixes my interests of Samurai Warriors with Pokemon, I should have played it more. Just like I love Dynasty Warriors, Gundam, because they mix Dynasty Warriors and Gundam.
Gundam.
And what Jesse and Matt can both attest to is that I bought every single Dynasty Warriors / Samurai Warriors game that came out.
Accurate. I think sometimes, multiple times, actually.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's one of those games that you've actually spent hours playing, and I have witnessed it.
Do you remember that time that Bobby Atwood, I pre-ordered Dynasty Warriors 6, and Bobby Atwood, we got one copy in, my pre-order, and he sold it to somebody? Oh, I was so mad.
You got a what now?
I pre-ordered Dynasty Warriors 6, but I didn't get to pick it up the day it came out.
Yeah, okay.
And Bobby Atwood sold it, and it was the only one we had. I was so mad. Anyway, I was angry about that.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you have? You're running out of games.
I have one in mind. I'm going to have to go with Pokemon Snap.
Yes.
That's a good
choice.
I never made it, I don't think ever that far in it, but it was really always enjoyable.
I mean, there's not very far you could get in it.
So maybe I made it farther.
There's lots of levels.
Did
you make it up to Mew? Because that's the end.
I did. And I remember, like, you could basically play the entire game in about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How have they not made this game a new version of it for
the
3DS?
Or
the Wii U?
They've actually commented on it because, the original creator, his comment about this was that back when Pokemon Snap came out, not everybody had a camera. Like, it wasn't a very common commodity. The most people had, you know, they had like the old like Kodak or
the
Polaroid.
Yeah.
They had like the old Polaroid cameras, or you had the little like throwaway cameras, and even those were kind of expensive.
Yeah, at the time.
And nowadays, you know, it's not special to have a camera.
Yeah.
Everybody has a camera.
At the time, it was about the novelty.
Yep.
Well, why haven't they done augmented reality with Pokemon in the same vein as Pokemon Snap, which they kind of did with Pokemon Go, because you could turn on AR, and, you know, now that I'm catching a Pokemon on Matt's crotch instead of, like, in
Grabs. I saw that picture of Ace.
I don't know what they're always doing down there.
Why do you have so many Parasects down there, Matt? Explain it to me.
Just hit him with a shampoo.
Which is worse, Parasects or Krabbies?
Same difference. I think we all get the joke. I want to say Detective Pikachu.
It's that not out yet.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
if
we get Danny DeVito to voice him, yeah.
I think Detective Pikachu is going to be an awesome game anyway. I'm actually looking forward to it.
I want
to
see it.
I'm going to go ahead and just stake my claim on it now. And if they get Danny DeVito to voice for Pikachu, that will be...
It still is the deal for you.
It's just
it'll
best.
Be the greatest
that'll
game
be,
ever.
Yeah, that'll be like game of the year for sure. On pure novelty.
It just starts with that sunny music and then the title card, Pikachu Solves a Mystery. But will he mention anything about denim?
Or rum ham.
Or rum
The case of the missing rum ham. And at the end of it, the rum ham will be like floating away. And then just say, it should have been me.
I can't scream it out. My throat actually hurts. I can't scream the rum ham right now. So go back and watch that episode.
Oh,
Lindsay?
Goodness. I'm going to go with Pokemon Troze. Because
why?
I like puzzle games.
I'm puzzled that you like that game.
You're so mean. I like the original that actually had like a story mode in it.
Well, if you're going to like a Pokemon puzzle game, why would you not like
Shuffle?
Pokemon I like Shuffle
puzzle,
too.
Pokemon Puzzle League.
I like Puzzle League also.
Is that on your list?
It might be.
I've seen her play Troze, and at least the old Troze I understood. I saw her playing the new Troze, and I was like, what the
hell
is even happening?
That's not Troze. That's Pokemon Picked Cross.
What did they put out another trilogy?
Oh, I love Pokemon Picross.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I love Picross.
Picross or Picticross?
It's Picross.
I always say things wrong. You know this.
I don't know anymore.
It's Picross.
Yes. I have Mario. Wait, no. That's not it. Wasn't there a game where you're like moving them around and slashing stuff and...
Yeah.
Did there another Troze?
Yeah.
They did two Trozes.
They did Troze. They did Shuffle. They've done two Trozes.
On your phone, right?
I don't have any of them on my phone.
What the hell was Troze on?
3DS?
I had my DS and then my 3DS. Yeah.
I'm so in the weeds with Pokemon Troze.
I mean, I can get Shuffle on my tablet, but I have it on my 3DS, listen, so why?
Don't let Pokemon Troze ruin your night.
Pokemon S Troze.
I'm done.
Oh, we broke.
We're doing
Lindsay.
A David Pumpkins bit, Lindsay. It's okay.
Matt,
we weren't
David
actually
Pumpkins?
Making fun of you.
I don't think so.
Have you really not seen David Pumpkins?
I don't get out a lot.
Here we go
or
again.
Or look at things.
Don't worry. After David that, S.
Pumpkins. Things, really.
Matt, Shannon is so excited that you said no. No. He really is.
It doesn't. It's a Halloween treat, but it can also be enjoyed at Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, New Year's, Ramza.
Literally any
Kwanzaa.
Time of year.
Did I say Ramza?
You did.
That's a Final Fantasy Tactics character.
What about Ranma?
One half?
Ranma.
All right, so Pokemon Troze is a bad choice. Jesse, what do you have?
I'm going to defend Lindsay's choice of puzzle games because they are fun. And Pokemon Shuffle, I was thinking about putting on there, but first I got to do Pokemon Yellow. I just have to.
That was always my favorite because that was the one that was most like the TV show. Lindsay, also, I'm just giving you.
I know, you look and it's like making me mad. You do this every time you tell me to pick a topic.
No, it's a good topic. It's a good topic. I just,
See, the first Pokemon game I ever played was Red. That was, you know, the original
me
one.
Me too.
Well, see, I saw the show first. I don't know how many guys, I think we talked about this before. I saw the show last week.
We all watched the show first. Yeah. The game didn't come out till Christmas.
Well, then when I played the game, I played Red or Blue.
You're
I don't
like,
remember
where's
which
Pikachu?
One. I'm like, where's Pikachu? Where's Team? Oh, there's Team Rocket. That's not Team Rocket. Where's
Jesse
and James?
Yeah.
And where's their Meowth?
Yeah.
Yellow.
And then Yellow came out. That to me was the first true Pokemon.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Yellow was so much harder though since you started with Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to fight Brock first.
Yeah, going up with the Onix.
Yeah.
It's like, you better be getting
you
that Nidoran and
exactly.
teaching it double kick or getting that Mankey and having it no karate chop.
Mankey.
I had both
Don't
on
diss
my
Mankey. Mankey has helped me out a lot in my game.
Mankey was the original Harambe.
No. He wasn't even little. Anyway, but no, like Pokemon Red was the first one I ever played, but Pokemon Yellow, of the first generation, I definitely put the most time into because, when I got Pokemon Yellow, I was actually, no longer living with my little brother. Like I decided to live with my dad. He decided to live with my mom there briefly. And I didn't have anybody to play with. So it was really nice in Pokemon Yellow. You could get all three of the starters in addition to Pikachu. And that made me really happy, and I played a whole lot of Pokemon Yellow back in the day.
So, do you think Yellow was better than Red and Blue? Because I've heard people argue that. The people say Red and Blue are better because they were first. Other people say Yellow was better because it followed the show more.
That's why I liked Yellow. I liked actually fighting Jesse and James
as opposed to
random Team Rocket grunts.
They're both good games. You really can't go wrong with it. I can't say one's better than the other.
All right, have they ever made a bad Pokemon game?
Yes. Black and White.
What? Oh, Lindsay, no, don't go in. I remember you weren't too fond of those either.
The graphics bugged me.
In fact, I remember you didn't play them. You played Black and White 2, but you didn't
no,
like Black
I
and
played
White.
Black and White. I didn't finish Black and White 2.
Because if you remember, Black and White was the one we went to Memphis for because they had the Pokemon Tour.
Yeah.
We encountered the worst parking lot in the history. Like, I felt like I was in Russia again. Like, they just had no idea how to navigate through that parking lot.
That was the time Bob was with us, right? We went to Rendezvous.
Got me a plush Snivy.
Yeah.
Yes, because I remember Krista very much wanted that plush Snivy.
And she wasn't getting
it. She tried to use, I still remember she tried to use her charm and she smiled at Bob and kind of perked up with him. And Bob, I told Bob, I was like, don't do it. Don't give in. Give it to Lindsay. Give it to Lindsay. And Krista didn't get that Snivy.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I
but
got
he,
Snivy.
For
I
the
got
record,
pig,
and
I got
Krista,
Oshawott.
If you're listening, he really wanted to give you that Snivy.
I would have.
I also would have given her the Snivy. Yeah. That's a Pokemon.
You guys are just the worst.
I know.
I hope for both of your sakes that Chris is not listening to the show. She will apparate to Cape Girardeau and then Jefferson City.
I thought I would be safe there.
Nope.
You shouldn't have said where he lived on the air.
Damn it, Jesse, you doomed us all. Well,
nope,
me.
Just
me,
you two.
Yeah. And I never actually played it, but I don't imagine it being good. Pokemon Dash?
I've actually never played Dash. It's one of the games that's missing from my collection.
I think Pokemon Dash is probably the most forgotten Pokemon game in history.
No.
Hey You Pikachu.
I was actually about to mention Hey You Pikachu. Again, at the time it was cool because again, you're talking to him or telling him to do things.
But now if you don't have the microphone, forget it. You can't do anything.
I mean, even if you had the microphone, it didn't work well.
You better get really clear and basic commands. Pikachu, come here. Pika, come here. Come here. If I want to have that, I'll just go talk to my cat
and see.
Come here, cat.
If you guys didn't notice what the problem was, he would have had to say, "Come here, Pikachu."
You have to sound like the damn Joker. Pikachu, come here now.
Got to really put emphasis on that H so it'll actually hear it. Silly game.
So, Matt, is that your choice? Is that you, Pikachu?
I remember again having that similar issue with it, which again I wasn't sure how widespread the actual.
Well, how old were you when you played it though?
I was young.
Yeah, because things always seem better when you're younger.
Yeah,
Christmas.
That was gonna be my other disclaimer whenever I mentioned it, but because I remember again yelling many a times, Thunderbolt, God damn it, Pikachu, Thunderbolt,
and he just stares at you. Like a simpleton. Like a mongoloid.
Suddenly he gets Ditto face. Like, and you don't know why.
I would have rather had Hey You Ditto.
Oh, Ditto, we all know
use transform.
Download pictures of whoever you want Ditto to turn into and then do what you want.
We're back on this again. Yeah.
Then we go back to the N64 days. Download?
What do you mean 64? Wii? GameCube?
You could download stuff on the Wii.
You sure could, buddy. You sure could. All right, so I'm just going to count Hey You Pikachu for Matt, because I think he was pretty excited about that.
I kind of like it.
Matt's hitting these obscure N64
Pikachu. Well, there was actually one other one I was going to bring up that's kind of obscure.
It could be your next one.
Okay.
You got, because that was three, right?
Yeah, we got two more pieces.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to answer anymore because I'm live out of ideas. I'm trying to think of obscure things that have Pokemon in it because I don't like the base Pokemon games. I don't have the patience for them. So I like
they're
games.
They're too long. You like short games.
I like games that, I used to play Final Fantasy. I just don't have the patience for games like that anymore.
I know.
So I want to think of games that feature Pokemon, but don't play like Pokemon. And I can't think of any more. So.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Maker, you can put Pikachu in it and Greninja.
That's true.
You know what? I've got Mario Maker is my fourth or third choice.
I mean, come on. My best level is my water one with Greninja.
Yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, Mario Maker is just one of the best games ever. Have you played Mario Maker, Matt?
I have not.
It is fantastic because the Mario never ends. And what you can do in Mario Maker is not only can you make Mario levels, but if you have the amiibos, you can unlock skins for Mario. So like Lindsay made a level that's just a pond. Basically.
Yeah, it's a water level.
And you play as Greninja. Yeah. and that just leads to loads of fun.
It's really interesting what you can get to jump out, basically, and instead of, you know, your typical mushroom, fire flower, et cetera, in Mario Maker. They also added a new, mushroom. It creates Meth Mario.
Oh,
which is just the creepiest Mario.
There's the qualifier that this is a Pikachu or a Pokemon related game.
And to be fair, side note, the trading card game in Japan just put out two special boxes and it comes with a promo card of Pikachu cosplaying as Mario and Luigi.
Well, that just sounds adorable.
It's super adorable. But all it is two promo cards, backers, and a box.
Mario Maker, just go back to that, is just the most fun, Matt. You should really try it. I think they're actually releasing Mario Maker on 3DS tomorrow.
They are.
Really?
I don't know about tomorrow, but they are releasing it very soon.
I want to say it's the 10th. Is tomorrow the 10th?
Yeah.
Today is the 10th.
Today is the 10th. Okay, maybe it's the 11th. Okay, I'll have to double check. Mario Maker is just the best game. And it's the whole reason I kept my Wii U for the longest time. And we've had so much fun here at the store with it because you can just pick a random, I think it's like 10 to 20 levels, and you can pick that people have made.
Oh, yeah, like the 20-man, 100-man challenge.
Yeah, you get
awesome.
100-man, and you pick the difficulty. If you pick easy, it's basically like you start, you run left or right 2 seconds, you win the match. You win the level. On normal, there might be a Goomba in your way. Then when you go to hard mode, all of a sudden there's buzzsaws, there's like perfect timing jumps. Literally, a level
will
start.
You mean the Bob levels?
See, Bob, at least, so Bob can't beat his levels he makes. I have to beat him. But my favorite levels, and I think Hunter will agree with me, are the levels where you'll start, they'll play the music, and as soon as the level starts, things fall on you and kill you. And you have a split second to go somewhere.
So basically, you die. Like, there's a lot of these Mario games, or a lot of the Mario levels, and one of the biggest things, the biggest frustrations I had with Mario Maker levels, most of them employed the logic of, like, you have to die to figure out how to win.
It's basically Dark Souls, Mario Maker.
Yeah, and I hated that. Like, I hate that you, that there's not an obvious, okay, when I say obvious, I don't like that you have to die to see the solution.
Yeah.
You should be able to get through it without dying.
Well, see, that's the difference between a bad Mario Maker level and a good one. A good Mario Maker level plays like Mario Brothers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which is why I like having you have the basic route you go, but then there's also a secret easy route that if you find it,
well,
you can get through faster.
Billy would make impossible levels in Mario Maker, and then every single time he would put in like this crazy secret.
Yeah, cheat code, a pipe or something.
Yeah, like something that would just take him right to the end so that he would technically beat his level.
Yeah.
So it was publishable at that point.
I would still make it so you could beat it normal, but then you still have that little
Billy
secret
wouldn't.
One too.
No. And see, that was the thing with Bob's levels is we never cheated. Like, you had to beat Bob's levels legit. And it took me multiple tries to beat. He's got this one damn level in a ghost house. There's a video of it on my Facebook of Zach Price trying to beat
all
it.
All the blades.
Yeah. And it's just Zach Price getting so frustrated going, I can't do it. How the hell you get up there? You got to get up there. And you just hear me and Hunter laughing at him because he's so mad. Hunter also got mad.
He needed some chocolate milk.
He always does. Baby needs his bottle. Lindsay, what's your number four?
As much as I love the Pokemon Stadium games, I'm going to do Pokemon Battle Revolution because the graphics
Because it started with you, right, Jesse? Okay, Lindsay, what's your number three? Battle Revolution?
Yes.
Sorry.
Battle Revolution. And I liked the fact that you could have two players with their DSs and actually battle on the big screen TV.
That was going to be the closest thing we could ever get to doing Pokemon tournaments like that way here.
But same thing that takes everyone back to Diamond and Pearl, and
we're so far beyond that now.
Yep.
Yeah. But Battle Revolution was really cool. It was the first Pokemon game that I thought looked like the show.
And it's the only place that my original Pearl team is from the cartridge that got stolen. Because I had it uploaded.
Oh, that is incredibly sad.
So my original Empoleon is saved on there.
At least he's still around.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you still got your Vaporeon?
I do.
Vaporeon.
I got my Vaporeon after the stolen cartridge.
Right. It's a good thing you didn't get it before.
Oh, do you know how upset I would be if they stole my level 100 shiny Vaporeon?
I do know how upset you would be.
Wait, where did you get a level 100 shiny Vaporeon?
I traded the level 100 Ninetales over the world thing. I just put up that I wanted a level 100 Vaporeon, and it just happened to come back shiny. And it is legit because I've been able to trade it all the way up through X and Y.
All right, then. Yeah. Battle Revolution was a cool game. They need to make another one like it. It's basically Stadium.
Liked it.
Basically Stadium with better graphics.
You've got little mini games you go through, and they've got battle challenges in the story mode, and then you can also battle real people.
Which is the heart of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Not socializing.
There you go.
Ash didn't want to socialize. He just wanted badges.
That's true.
He didn't want a girlfriend, no matter how many cute girls he came across in that damn show.
There was one, from my understanding, that finally did kiss him.
Serena.
There you go.
Hmm. Did he go, ew?
I don't know. I haven't got to watch the rest of X, Y, and Z because it hasn't been put on Netflix yet.
I like to think he went home and then just hugged Pikachu all night and was like, it felt wrong.
It didn't mean anything.
The dorkly video where Haunter's having to use Dream Eater and Pikachu is flirting with Ash. And Haunter's like, no, don't make me do this.
I like the dorkly video where Dittos are taking over the world.
I haven't
like,
seen that.
They're like
one.
Everyone you know is probably a Ditto at this point. And then Professor, what was it? It was Oak. Uh-huh. Professor Oak comes in and goes, and Blue's like, oh, Gramp, something weird's happening. He goes like, I know, Blue, something terrible. He's like, wait,
you never remember my name.
This could have been so easy.
I still like the Trainer Rusty videos.
Trainer Rusty.
With his Beedrill named Pikachu.
Jesse, what's your number four? We got about 10 minutes, so.
Wow, this is going way faster than I thought it would.
Who knew Stalin could be so easy? I'm kidding.
Probably going to go with, I'm going to get away from the main games because I've done two of those now. And I'm going to say, oh, wait, no, I haven't done a single one because Matt's taken a, Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah,
he Gold Silver. I'm going to go with Pokemon Picross.
That is my game. I play at lunch break every day.
It's a whole lot of fun. If you guys have never heard of Picross, it's a puzzle game that employs using logic and math. It's a good time.
And if there's anything Pokemon fans love to employ during gameplay, it's logic and math.
Well, the thing is, like, at the end of the puzzle, it makes a picture.
You shouldn't have described it as logic and math, because now my brain wants to not like it as much, where it's like, ooh, it's pictures.
That's the appeal. Because if you do the puzzle correctly,
you get the picture.
You get a picture.
You should have said, you make pretty pictures.
No, that would be Pokemon Art Academy.
Is that on your list?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It might be. I don't know.
Stop spoiling the list.
Matthew, you're number four.
Again, because I want to just pull out those random ones.
Don't say Pokemon Channel.
No.
Because that was
I forgot about that one too. That was another. Okay, well, for your bad ones that we were talking about.
That's so bad.
Yeah. I liked a lot whenever it came out with a Pokemon Pinball.
Yes.
Damn.
So many hours of Pokemon Pinball.
Hit me with another one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Which I haven't played that one.
That one's still in my
forever,
SP.
But really? Yeah.
Because I just love pinball in general.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Sonic Spinball?
Yes, on Genesis.
Oh, I loved that game so much.
All right. So I told this story before, but all I wanted for Christmas was a PlayStation. And my mom was like, I told her over and over, I want a PlayStation. So Christmas Day, she's like, I got something for you in the trunk. I'm like, oh my God, is it what I think it is? She's, maybe. We go outside, she pops the trunk open. It's a Genesis with Sonic Spinball. At which point I had to fake to my mother how much I love Sonic Spinball. But to be fair, it was a really fun game.
It was a lot more fun than you would ever think it would be.
Yeah. It's when they take chances with the genre, you know, with the character. So yeah, Pokemon Pinball. I like that game a lot. I don't have any more.
Do you want me to take over your turn?
No,
I'll just do two.
No, give me. All right, Gale of Darkness.
Okay. Ooh. Very good.
Huh? Did you want that one?
No, you can have it.
Because I actually really did
you
like.
You watched me play it.
I did. I didn't play it myself, but I watched her play it.
That's where we first saw Munchlax and Bonsly.
It was just a really cool game. Like, I'm always amazed that everyone calls Pokemon an RPG, which it is, but Gale of Darkness is an actual RPG. It has a storyline that's not just the exact same storyline you play in every game. You're
catching shadow Pokemon.
You're a 10-year-old. Fatherless child who gets kicked out of his house at 10 to go cockfight with your friends across the world. That's what Pokemon is.
Yeah.
It's underage cockfighting.
And implying there's an age limit that makes it legal.
So Gale of Darkness, I just thought was really cool. It was not really creepy, but it had this really,
you were in this apocalyptic world almost.
Yeah, it was like a
them.
Darker vibe. And it's also one of the most expensive ones.
Uh huh.
Cause that thing
it's still like $50.
Yeah, you're never trading that one in.
I'm aware. Don't worry. All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
My brain is totally four? Went blank because my brain is now on Gale of Darkness. So, okay, we'll do Pokemon Puzzle League.
That's a good choice. I remember watching you and Mimi play that quite a bit.
Which is Tetris Attack with Pokemon.
And you think I'd be good at that because I'm so good at Tetris, but it's not Tetris.
It's Tetris Attack.
And that's completely different.
And you get to hear very, very shortened versions of the original Pokemon soundtrack from the stage show that got put out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, joy. We have that Pokemon Christmas album. Don't worry.
I do. I love it.
I apologize.
Turn off your
phone!
ESPN is doing something.
Yeah, that was a.
Donald Trump hit by hockey puck. Donald Trump hit by hockey puck.
I'll go ahead and.
Tricked into thinking he lost.
Yeah, it's kind of a cheat because it really is just Tetris Attack with Pokemon.
That's fine though, because it's a fun game though.
And it's they have it game. That you battle the gym leaders and get badges and stuff.
It's a fun game. Don't worry about it.
All right, my next one is going to be Pokemon Trading Card Game on the original Game Boy.
Why?
I was super into the Pokemon Trading Card Game.
I can't play that game. But I can play the new TCG.
So, well, here's the thing. I was super into the Pokemon Trading Card Game. Like, I had so many Pokemon cards. I still have a whole crap load of Pokemon cards.
Minus the ones I ravaged.
Right. And
ooh,
basically,
I like that.
The thing was, every 2 weeks... I would go up. This was again when my parents were separated. Me and my little brother were also separated. Every 2 weeks, I would go up and stay with my mom on the weekend, and we would go to the Pokemon League. Later, I would find out that people like Kevin Shankelberg and Garrett Gunning and all these other people that I later came to be friends with were at this league when I was younger. And I had so much fun actually playing the Pokemon game. When I would go back home to New Madrid. Nobody knew what a Pokemon was.
Fair enough. So you had your way of still playing the card
game. So yeah,
there.
Like I'd used the trading card game, Game Boy game to kind of get my fix because I would try to like just sit there and play like solo just by myself and it wasn't fun.
No.
I'd try to play like solitaire against myself, run through my deck and it just wasn't fun.
Oh.
It was not fun.
That's a little sad.
It was a little sad.
Matthew, what's your last pick?
That is a hard question.
You're where I'm at.
I'm basically at the same point that you are where I can.
I've got one more in my head that I really like, so.
Here, you can go with it.
No. I need
you to. I'll contemplate
you
on
think
it
while I do it?
Yeah,
okay. Pokemon Rumble.
Yes.
Because
I actually got you to play that one with me.
You did, because as it was explained to me, is it's basically Pokemon meets Dynasty Warriors before Pokemon met Samurai Warriors in a tactics base.
And they're toys.
You pick a toy Pokemon, you just run around beating up other toy Pokemon, and then you unlock them to use. And it was fun. It was fun. It was simple. I like fun and simple. Like, my favorite Zelda game is Hyrule Warriors, because you just run around beating things up and I don't have to think much.
It was a good one, too.
It was fun. But Pokemon Rumble, and especially when they came out with the version on 3DS where you could get the little, or was it, I don't remember, was it Wii U? The one where you got the little figures. Jesse, you remember those little figures?
Yes, I was trying to remember which one I would have got. That was the Wii U version.
Because they were the little gacha figures. Yeah. Like, you didn't know which one you were buying.
And we have most of them.
I'm missing like three.
The reason we have most of them is because me and Devin, when he still worked at Gaming Grounds, is we went to GameStop and bought all of them.
Well, every time they get a shipment, we would put it out, the entire box out on the shelf.
I have the box in the empty balls still.
Within like an hour or two, someone would come in and always buy the entire box. Yeah. No one would buy like just one or two.
Like, we got to a point where we were having to restrict people on them because we couldn't keep them in stock.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, we were actually calling, and I don't know why, like, other GameStops in the area were having so much trouble. Like, we had Sykeston ship us at least 3 or 4 boxes of them. And I remember, like, Stephen Coleman. I don't know if you remember that individual, but he straight up bought 2 full boxes from me one day. And
dang.
Yeah, like, he just bought every one of them. Then he opened them in store to see which kind of cool ones he got. Because one of the big things about this was that you could get shiny versions of them.
Yep. You could get a shiny Pikachu, a shiny Eevee, or a shiny Genesect, I think were the ones that were available.
I think there were some more shiny ones than that, too. Yeah, I want to say, like, almost all of them had a shiny.
The Genesect was the cool one, though, because it was red.
They were just really cool little figures, too. Like, and I remember, we have most of them sitting in our display case.
Because remember, the first one Krista ever opened was a shiny Pikachu.
Uh-huh. Because it was just that little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
And that also really makes you worry that if Nintendo ever really wanted to, they could put out those amiibos of every Pokemon.
I would buy them.
Oh, I know you would.
I would so buy them.
So many amiibos.
I want that magic card.
My old friend.
Please go away at some point.
Never.
Matt, you think of one?
I'm still working on that.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you use the last one?
I'm gonna pick another weird one and go Poképark.
Oh yeah, Poképark. She did enjoy that.
It was real basic, but it was fun.
I mean, it's fun.
And then Poképark 2 got real frustrating because I couldn't figure out where I had to go in one part.
Her favorite part of the game was that she can make friends with the Pokemon she loves so much.
Yes.
They didn't battle.
Yes, I'm a dork.
You're not your love of Pokemon is endearing to me. I always said it's one of my favorite things about you.
I mean, I have so many other things I could throw out, but.
I'm really surprised you didn't pick some of the more, like, none of us really picked the basic Pokemon games, other than Yellow and Pearl.
I picked my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think we said Gold and Silver.
We each
threw out our one favorite from the main series.
Except me.
Yeah,
well, that's because you've never completed one.
I mean, Matt technically took my favorites.
I'd say you play X and Y the furthest, but
Yellow's still pretty great.
Yeah.
Yellow is great. Yeah. I mean, it's still good.
Poképark
X
was
and
really
Y
cool,
is pretty.
Though. And Poképark 2 is another one that demands a pretty high price. And we can't really keep it in stock here at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway or 131 West Main Street in Jackson.
For all your gaming needs.
Soon to have Pokemon merchandise.
But I also really liked my Pokemon Ranch. It's still very full of Woopers.
I love her Pokemon Ranch because we're all there.
Yep.
We all work at Pokemon Ranch.
I made the Mies of everybody and they're
at the whole GameStop crew, yeah. So we all work at this ranch with her.
There's so many Woopers.
So no matter how
I refuse to let any Pokemon go.
No matter how far we all get apart from each other in real life.
We'll always be on the ranch.
Did you ever hear that super sad story about the kid whose mom was going through chemotherapy and playing Animal Crossing?
Oh, I don't want to hear the story. This isn't related to Pokemon.
No, it's not. We can talk about it after the show.
No, say it on the show because I want everyone to cry.
I'm curious now.
All right, so basically the short version of the story is this kid's mom was diagnosed with cancer. She was going through chemotherapy and she really couldn't do much. So to kind of get her mind off of things, she was playing Animal Crossing on the GameCube. And, you can have multiple files. So, you know, she was playing and then, her son was playing, the person telling the story. And, you know, you could like exchange stuff through like, you know, the
letters
different save files,
yeah.
You know, send letters and stuff like that. The kid stopped playing so much and it was mostly just his mom playing because she couldn't really do anything else. So she was playing for hours and hours and hours, having so much fun with the game. She eventually did pass away. And about like 2 or 3 years after she passed away, the kid was cleaning up and found Animal Crossing in the memory card, decided to pop it in and, you know, load up his profile. And he had all these letters from his mom.
I knew that's where this was going.
Uh-huh. And they were just like the most heartbreaking, like, I found some more stuff for you, son. I love you, your mom, etc. And
that is a prime example of why I don't like to attach myself to anything or anyone, because I don't think I could handle that.
It was.
I mean, like,
I legitimately kind of want to cry right now.
Yeah, like I'm getting a little misty-eyed over here thinking about that story.
When I would play Animal Crossing and I would get a letter, you know, hey, you got a letter from your mom. I'd always go doubtful, and I would always be upset because I'm like, I hate even seeing that. Like, hey, here's a letter from your mom. Miss you, love you. Go. No, not gonna say it, but you know where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Did you ever come up with one? Please save us.
I'll go with Alpha Sapphire, just because that's what I'm playing right now.
Anything that's
it's getting me back into it, because I hadn't played
it
in forever.
I still haven't finished the Alpha and Omega lines either. I have forgotten where I am, and I'm really tempted to just start it over.
I got to the second gym and stop playing.
That's how I am with most Pokemon games.
I'm at that town that's got, like, the crossroads that takes you pretty much anywhere on the map, and I don't remember which way I was supposed to go.
Yeah, because basically, the last Pokemon game that I played all the way through was X and Y. I really, really enjoyed that game.
X and Y was amazing.
And I like that one, too.
I hadn't played all the way through one since Gold and Silver, actually. Yeah, I did Gold and Silver. I played Ruby. And I got to about 3 or 4 gym leaders, and then I don't remember what happened. I don't remember if I borrowed the game or if something happened to it, but
you
I lost the game.
You probably got to the end with the water boss and his Kingdra and said, screw this.
I never finished it. I don't remember what happened to it, but I lost that game, and I just never ended up finishing that generation. And then I didn't get a DS for the longest time. Me and Kevin, I remember, bought DSs at the same time, and we each bought, like, I bought Diamond, he bought Pearl, and we started playing
That's
it thinking
you guys
that...
met us.
At GameStop, yes. AEB Games, more accurately.
Much better.
Yeah. So yeah, we had each bought that, and then both of us kind of realized, like, this is,
way different.
Not much has changed.
Or, okay.
Other than, like, the Pokemon,
stuff,
obviously, but, like, we thought, like, the battle system would look way different since it was on the DS, which, you know, had N64 graphics. But it was the exact same combat system, so we ended up trading it in and we stopped playing.
X and Y changed up combat a little.
They did.
A little. I mean, it's still kind of the same, but it looks better now.
Because, I still
remember... Now Sun and Moon will be.
Well, see, I'm waiting for full-fledged, like, Battle Revolution.
That's what I want again. Yeah. Another stadium
Well, no, put
game.
That in regular Pokemon. Like, when I fight, have them actually run out and do the move instead of...
Well, they kind of do that
like I said,
now.
It's gotten better.
Yeah, they
but
do that in X
great.
And Y and stuff. Because, like, I remember the first time I saw Torchic just run up to the Pokemon and scratch him and then run back to you. It's freaking adorable.
It really is.
And now Owlet will turn and look at Dalton.
No, because he won't pick Owlet.
He will. It'll peer right into his soul. There's also that Forza game that kid played.
Yeah, I was thinking.
You thinking about
that
story where
with his dad's time?
His dad's ghost was in the game.
Beat it?
Yep. So that way his dad's ghost is always on there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, video games.
Why do we have to go back to that? We
don't
know. On.
Because it popped into his head.
Life is terrible. All right, we're going to call it a night before we all cry like women. And I want to say thank you to Matt for being here.
Yeah, well, I guess I got pulled in off the street. I was trying to get away, really. Man, it just... I ended up here.
We're hard to get away from.
Yeah.
It's really true. Stay tuned. Full disclosure. I don't know what's going on with the sports show. I don't think there's been one for about 3 weeks now. I know Cody's insanely busy. So there probably won't be a sports show for a while, but we're working on it. We'll let you know. We might have a new host. No, we won't.
The sports show just cease to exist.
If
Cody
doesn't
want to
do it, who the
hell? The sports show might just be on hiatus.
Who the hell's going to take Cody's spot? Nobody.
Nobody's good enough.
No, that man is glorious.
I mean, I can talk.
He won't give in. He
won't
talk
about football. That's it.
Yeah. The way he does it, though, damn, he's a professional.
He is.
Oh, I miss
him. I can talk about sports anime.
That does not.
Talk about your damn Yuri on Ice. Talk about it.
It's so funny, though.
No, it's not.
Yes,
anyway.
It is.
So we will be back on Sunday with the gym reveal.
The gym leader challenge.
Yes.
Shannon, get to work.
All I have to do is come up with the.
There's not
the
a
specifics.
Pay-per-view on Sunday, is there?
No. Survivor Series is the next one.
I'm actually off. I don't have to work. I'm so excited.
So who's a part of this thing? Let's name off the names real quick.
For the gym leader challenge?
The gym leader challenge. Name, and if you remember which gym they have.
Dalton is gym number one as Poison.
Yes.
Gym number two is Hunter. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Tanner with Steel type. Mm-hmm. Then Hunter is gym number three with Fairy. Gym number four is Asa with ice. Gym number five, I think, is Mandy with fire. Gym number six is Lindsay with ground. Number seven is me with dark type. And then number eight is Mr. 100 himself with the ghosts.
My gym is going to be a mentally torturing nightmare. You are going to love it hate it.
The PZ85 region is going to be a rough Pokemon region.
Yeah, because we're all sadistic. Probably the least sadistic of us is probably Tanner.
And I mean, honestly, maybe Dalton. Just thinking about that.
My gym isn't sadistic.
No, about you are sadistic is what I'm saying.
That line of trainers you have to beat, or that line of like badges, like those are all rough types to try and beat.
Yeah.
But that was the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, and that's why I really feel like I really have to go over the top for gym number eight, because I didn't know originally that it was going to be the last one. So I feel like
fair, it really has to be spectacular. The eighth gym isn't always the hardest gym.
Oh, it's not going to be the hardest gym per se. It's just going to be the hardest to go through.
Okay.
My mission is not to make you like lose the game. My mission is to make you want to lose your mind.
Yeah. Oh, life. You went even darker.
Well, I keep it 100. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up and that spectacular thing. It's going to start the week all over again. And then, of course, Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, another 10 Thursdays. We keep Pokemon Month rolling. And, until then, we'll see you guys later. Matt, since you're the special guest tonight, why don't you take us out?
Bye.